Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of Living the Law of Attraction with Mark Cosby. Hello, co-creators. Today is Sunday, and this is podcast number two of the weekend. I did my first podcast last night, Saturday night, with my amazing wife, which kicked off my Lady Boss 2 series. If you were a follower of me for some time, you know that I hosted an internet radio show named Living the Law of Attraction with Mark Cosby. But since COVID hit and the pandemic shut a lot of things down, I decided to retool, revamp, and to move into this space to do podcasts associated with Living the Law of Attraction with Mark Cosby. So on this episode, this is the continued reading of my inaugural book, 25 Keys to a Positive Mindset. And that's going to be great. It's going to be fun. As always, I like to read parts of the book before I actually start reading some of the keys. So last reading, I covered the epilogue, the last paragraph of the epilogue. This reading, I'm going to cover the keys themselves, let you know exactly what keys are in this book and what you're going to be reading. So, ladies and gentlemen, co-creators, without further ado, let's go ahead and read that. 25 Keys to a Positive Mindset. Navigate the negative minefields of life. Contents: acknowledgments, an introduction, and the keys. The first key, the HIT theory: honesty, integrity, and truth. Key number 2, the obstacle. Key number 3, thinking for success. Key number 4, behind the scenes. Key number 5, a rare commodity. Key number 6, your goals are attainable. Key number 7, develop imagination and visualization. Key number 8, the 5 P's. So those are the first 8 keys that will be read, that's in the book. Obviously, there's 25 plus 2 spare keys I offered you for additional reading and additional learning. So that's that, ladies and gentlemen. All right, without further ado, let's get into the reading of the book proper. But as always, I like to go back to the previous key to be read, which is key 8. So I want you to, it's sort of like a rehashing of it to get to keep you on your goals and keep you on the journey. When I talked about the decision to do something requires taking the first step to reach your goals. So remember this mnemonic and apply it to any task or project for a successful outcome. Prior preparation promotes peak performance. I call this the 5 P's of success theory. So the question I asked in your homework assignment was, how are you preparing to become your greatest version of yourself? So what are you going to do to become the greatest version of yourself? That was key number 8. So tonight, ladies and gentlemen, I want to read to you key 9 of 25 Keys to a Positive Mindset. All right, let's go ahead and make that happen right now. Key number 9, 25 Keys to a Positive Mindset. Navigate the negative landfills of life. How much time do we have before the grains of sand run out? No one knows. Therefore, you should seek to respectfully live your life to the fullest, filled with good times, happiness, joyful memories, and laughter. When we are in a state of positivism, we attract more great experiences and feelings into our experiences. So we can have that right away in our reality, ladies and gentlemen. We don't have to wait to attract more into our lives, okay? Here's your homework assignment. From this point on, I want you to live in the now. I want you to be so happy going forward that you become a beacon of hope for other people. Here's your homework assignment here. List a few things you can do to start living a better life right now. All right, so list a few things you can do to start living a better life right now. So you don't have to wait. And I use the term grains of sand in an hourglass as an analogy, because if you look at an hourglass, you flip it over from the top to bottom, you know, when you flip it over, it's full on top, and then it's grains of sand sort of running down to the empty chamber. So you have some time hourglasses that are set for an hour, 2 hours, 3 hours. We don't know how much, you know, and I count those grains of sand like every second of the day, perhaps. You know, I'm not trying to put a morbid twist on the reading of this book, but we just don't know how much time we have. You know, the most expensive piece of land anywhere and on the planet is a graveyard. Why? Because people thought they had time and ran out of time. They didn't launch their ideas. They didn't launch their business. They didn't write their books. They didn't write the playwright. They didn't create that movie. They didn't film the movie. They didn't do anything. They didn't take action, see? And that's why I like how key 8 and key 9 kind of, they're sort of tied to each other when in that aspect, when it requires doing something and taking a step to do something and not procrastinating. And so key 9, you know, we really don't know how much time we have, right? We know how much money we have in our bank accounts, right? We know that stuff. We know how much money we owe on things, right? We know those things, but we do not know how much time we have left. So therefore, you know, it's all out go, pedal to the metal, co-creators, because you can create your reality with your very next thought. You can create a great experience with your very next thought. You can create with your very next thought. Simple as that. You know, you are more than just a collection of bones, skin, muscle, hair, and eyes and all that. You are a very powerful entity, a very powerful human being, a very powerful being for that matter. And that's what it's really all about. It's just about becoming better than you were the day before. You know, every day I wake up and try to outdo myself. See, I don't compete with any other person on this planet. I compete with my potential, and I compete with the day or the circumstance or the issue. I never compete with a person directly, because that's the surefire way to put too much pressure on yourself, and then you end up falling on your face because you can't keep up with that person, so to speak. You know, so, and that's my thought on that. And I wish that, you know, someone can write back feedback. I would like feedback on that. What are your thoughts on competition? And do you compete with other people? Let me know what's going on with that. You can either email it to me at markcosby8@gmail.com. You can also go to Mark Cosby on Facebook and message me there. Doesn't matter. I want to know what people's thoughts are about this. And you can also message me here on this platform. So this weekend has been a full creative weekend for me. I've just been create mode all so much this weekend. I'm not done yet. I'm going to go on and do a live video on Facebook to talk about a project that I'm working on. So that's going to be pretty interesting. So that's going to be always fun. I love doing live videos. And I love reading this book to you all, too. And I would love for people to go onto Amazon, who do have the book already, and write a review for me. Because I desire to get 10 reviews, and I'm going to submit it to the Fussy Librarian so she can make it available. They can make it available to people in, you know, countries that are less developed than ours for 99 cents. So, and just think, it's something, this book can be anywhere in the world. It's just an amazing thing. And that's one thing about when you create something like this. You know, one day, I don't mean to ramble, but one day I was standing at a traffic light on the way home. I was going to lunch, and I saw an Amazon truck, and I just said to myself, like, wow, my book could be on that truck. And it's the truth, because I have listeners and subscribers to my podcast from all around the world. So this book and, you know, all the books I'm going to write can be anywhere at any given time on any truck or airplane or bus. I mean, not bus, airplane, train, or whatever. Ocean liner, I guess, a transport ship, I'm not sure. So that's that, ladies and gentlemen. That was the reading of key number 9. So stay tuned for another reading. And also, thank you for your support, co-creators. And ladies and gentlemen, everyone have a great day manifesting your best reality and your best life. Now remember, your personality has a direct effect on your personal reality, okay? Take it easy, ladies and gentlemen. Till next time, Mark Cosby out.